Welcome to Around the House for your legislative update with Indiana House Republicans. The State Budget Committee recently approved an additional $200 million in funding for the Child Care and Development Fund Voucher Program to expand access to child care for low-income families. During the 2026 legislative session, the General Assembly passed Senate Enrolled Act 4 to allow the state to augment funds from the Financial Responsibility and Opportunity Growth Fund for the CCDF program. State Representative Jeff Thompson of Liston, who co-sponsored the legislation, says this funding could help the state resume enrollment for CCDF vouchers by an estimated 14,000 children.
Many families depend upon child care as they continue to work and support their families. This expansion will help those families stay employed and help our Indiana economy.
Indiana CCDF is a federally supported program that currently assists about 43,000 children statewide with eligibility based on household income and employment criteria. Additional enrollment would prioritize siblings of current voucher holders, infants, and children between 3 and 5 years old. A set of exemptions will be created for children of foster and kinship families, children with special needs, homeless children, children of child care workers, and children of Ivy Tech students. State Representative Elizabeth Roray of Yorktown says she authored legislation in 2025 that expanded eligibility for CCDF vouchers, making it easier for foster families to access affordable child care.
Expanding access to child care is a direct way we can support working Hoosier families and strengthen our state. And I'm really excited because this investment will help more parents stay employed while ensuring their children have access to safe, high-quality care.
The legislature also advanced House Enrolled Act 1177 this session to expand the state's employer child care tax credit, encouraging more employers to offer child care options to employees. According to the most recent state data, capacity at regulated child care facilities has increased over the past year, with capacity currently at 174,400 children. To learn more about the state child care resources, visit the Indiana Family and Social Services Administration website at in.gov/FSSA. This has been Around the House with your legislative update from Indiana House Republicans.